I'm joined now in the studio by County Councillor Helen Swires, who's Chairman of North Yorkshire County Council. Helen, thanks for joining us. Today it's an important day in terms of the Volunteer Awards. Tell us what's being launched.
The annual Community Awards define the county's unsung heroes, all the people that put in their time and give of their skills to their communities for no personal benefit, but for the good of their communities.
And North Yorkshire is incredibly fortunate to have a wealth of volunteers out there doing a whole range of different things. How struck are you by how many people there are out there willing to give up their own time?
It's just amazing. Across the county, I was going to say hundreds, but there must be thousands to help within their community and to make it a better place to live. It's really quite humbling.
And for the Community Awards, you've managed to whittle it down to four different categories. I suppose there could be endless amounts, but you've got to draw the line somewhere.
Yes.
Which are those particular categories?
We have the Best Community Group, which is awarded to groups that carry out ongoing voluntary activity, you know, throughout the year. Then we have a Best Community Project. Now, that is a project that's specifically time limited. It has to have been in progress between 31st of July 2017 and the 1st of June 2018.
Right.
It does not need to be completed within that time, but it needs to have been in progress.
Then we have
The Volunteer of the Year, of course, and that is always a very difficult one.
Hotly contested.
It is amazing. And for a number of years that people have put in, it's really good.
Yeah, the final category is young people, young volunteers as well.
Yes, of course, we must not forget our young people. That's anyone under the age of 25. It can be something on their own, or it can be a group or just a project. But the point is that they are under 25. Mm. And it is lovely to see the expansion in that group.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your previous point just a little bit more. The nature of being a volunteer is you do tend to be unsung. People don't do it by and large for recognition or to be noticed. They do it for a wider range of reasons, I think. So how difficult is it then subsequently to find the nominees and to find the people for these particular categories?
Well, it is people that know them that put them forward. Yeah. As I have already said, in the majority of cases, they don't think that they're doing anything beyond what anyone would do. And it's just part of their everyday living and part of their characters.
Mm. Would you say that the role of volunteers within North Yorkshire has become increasingly vital in recent years?
It's always been vital, but I think it is it's more recognised now. I think it's always gone on, but of course because of constraints with the libraries in particular, which many have become community hubs, that has brought volunteering perhaps into a sharper focus. And I mean, I have met people that have come forward because of the libraries, because they would not normally think of volunteering, but because of the threat to their library, they've come forward and they thoroughly enjoyed it. And some of them go on to help in other areas as well now.
So if you have an individual or group in mind who you think would be perfect for these awards, what should you do?
Just put in the nomination. You can either do it online or there is a telephone number. The number is 01609 780780. It's just as simple as that.
And equally, this is about recognising achievement, but also, I suppose, promoting the role of volunteers. And if you're sitting at home and thinking, I have a bit of time on my hands, I probably could volunteer for something. Do you hope this is possibly a spur to convince people in that position that they might do something?
Absolutely. Please come forward, because the volunteers themselves do get, you know, something out of it, or they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yes, by all means, come forward. We can always do with further help. And it's the skill sets that people bring.
Well, get nominating if you know anyone who would be perfect candidate for one of these categories. Just run through the groups again, Helen, if you don't mind.
The Best Community Group, That's groups carrying out ongoing voluntary activity throughout the year.
Yeah.
The Best Community Project, which is a time-limited project with a start and a finish. The Volunteer of the Year, which, of course, is for volunteers of all ages. And the Young People's Volunteering Award, that's for anyone under 25, either on their own or with a group or involved in a project.
And details, of course, will be on the Stray FM website. Yes. Helen, I hope you get loads of great nominees this year, and it's another great, great ceremony and some really recognised, some really deserving achievements. So thank you very much for that. And yes, let's find some more unsung heroes in the county.